Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. So, we have been on a bit of a hiatus, I'm sure people have noticed, basically because of changes, life changes, and scheduling conflicts. We haven't really been able to get together that much recently. So, to tide people over, I did a bit of an experiment. Today, you're going to hear me running a bunch of AI adventurers through a campaign. This is to finish off the Feywild storyline, which my players have largely ignored. All the voices you hear will be AI-generated. All the decisions that they make are AI-generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net. And join us on Discord.
The party finds they still need to rest for a few days after such an emotional time. But how is everyone enjoying the game?
Coffee, sorry. Was reading something else there for a moment.
Chongpeng Hu?
Listen.
Al Grumble Yohu.
Yeah, yes. Another few days of rest will do us good.
Yes. Rest will be beneficial. Let us sleep now and wake up ready to face what challenges tomorrow may bring us.
Summarize the events of the day.
Clear's throating. I believe I should summarize today's events, since I'm the narrator.
Noon, yes, do that.
Ryling, and do you have any thoughts on our journey forward?
Summarize the events that happened today.
Nodding, it was a dramatic day, to say the least. I faced death and rebirth, and now I'm forever changed.
Sing a bittersweet victory, for certain. The toll our actions take is often great indeed.
Mumbly, we've got to keep pushing on. What other choice do we have but to carry forth through trials and tribulations?
Grumbly agreed that we've got work to do, and I intend to see it through to the end. Sometimes, chesty.
Soft whispering, and may the gods bless our journey, for we surely shall need their strength.
Igase, indeed. We've forged our own way in this life. To know peace in the world is a miracle itself.
Smiling not see, eh? I am grateful we have made it so far together, friends. For good or bad, we are family in our own way.
Start of scene. Feywild dawn. The party wakes up after a few days. Elendil is fully healed in his new form, and the air is crisp. You should be able to make it to the Eladrin outpost by the end of the day.
As Elendil rises and stretches his new ethereal form, he can't help but marvel at how good the morning air feels upon his skin. The subtle tingling of the Fae's energy coursing through him is a new sensation, but a welcome one nonetheless.
As dawn's first light peeks through the trees, Valarissa takes to the skies with a powerful burst of her dragon's wings. She circles above her companions for a moment before returning to join them, her keen eyes surveying the landscape before them.
With the light of the Feywild shining down upon him, Tamaris feels a sense of serenity and clarity wash over him, his silver eyes glistening with renewed determination as he sets about preparing for the journey ahead. Eladrin outpost is within a day's march, he says, his voice calm and steady. If we keep our pace steady and our focus sharp, I have no doubt we shall arrive there by nightfall.
Pompon, aye. Then we've got a long day of walking ahead of us. Better get ourselves fed and ready. Here's the rumbles of a coming meal from somewhere nearer. Maybe our cooking companion already has some victuals brewing, eh? One sees on something while looking around.
Who did the cooking today?
It was I, Valarissa Flameshree. I gathered various ingredients from the nearby Feywild and created a hearty stew filled with the essence and flavors of the land itself. As she watches the others eat, the dragoness can't help but feel a sense of satisfaction and contentment in seeing the group's faces light up with each bite they take. The bond that has formed between them over the years only grows stronger with each passing moment.
Good work on that stew, Valarissa taught. I ain't ever had nothing so flavorful before. Licks finger sing, where'd you get the ingredients? Them berries over there? Nods towards something that was red as the dawn sun.
The cat glances up at the dragon with curious emerald eyes. Where'd you find those ingredients? Those berries we found over there sure were tasty. With a flick of her tail, Mistweaver hops down from the makeshift table and paces over to where Gromgar indicated, sniffing around eagerly for more of the succulent red fruit.
Only Lila and Elendil can understand Mistweaver.
Chuckles, and yes, they certainly were, Mistweaver. Our companions from the material plane may not understand, but it's fascinating how we Fae can detect the unique essence of ingredients, isn't it?
With an amused grin, Elendil shakes his head, marveling at his own newfound ability to communicate with the feline companion. Indeed, it's quite remarkable. But it seems we must be mindful not to stray too far from the group's understanding, lest we lose our connection to them altogether.
With an innocent purr, the cat tilts her head to the side, her emerald eyes sparkling with mischief and delight. "Master Elendil," she says, her voice like the gentlest of breeze whispering through the leaves, "I would never allow you to become too distant from us, no matter how great a journey we undertake."
Smiling, the dragoness leans down, placing her enormous hand upon the small creature. "You're quite right, Miss Weaver," she murmurs. "We have been through too much together for any of us to risk losing that precious bond now."
As the companions share a moment of silent camaraderie, Tamaris, his eyes still shimmering with the ethereal light of the Feywild, turns to address the rest of the group. In a voice that echoes the purity of the dawn's first light, he speaks. "Now that our spirits are lifted with the warmth of a new day and the joy of renewed friendship, let us set forth into the land beyond this shelter and towards the Eladrin outpost that awaits us."
With the first few hours' walk underway, the party makes it to the edge of the mire.
Elendil's spirit, now attuned to the unique beauty and danger of the mire, can feel a sense of foreboding that grips at the edges of his heart. But he also feels a deep yearning for the challenges that lie ahead, and for the growth that can only come through the trials they face as a band of friends bound together by destiny.
With a feline grin and a gleam of mischief in her emerald eyes, Mistweaver leaps from her perch upon Gromgar's shoulder and into the swirling depths of the mire, her lithe body barely causing a ripple as she glides through the treacherous quagmire with grace and ease that belies the peril that lurks within its shadowy embrace.
As the mire stretches out before the party, a mixture of trepidation and excitement washes over Tamaris's face. The pale man takes a deep breath, the cool morning air filling his lungs, and he reaches out with one hand, palm cupped, towards the shimmering mire, seeking to tap into the magic that dwells within it.
Ilara gazes with a sense of wonder and anticipation into the swirling mire before her, a small smile playing on her lips, even as fear of the unknown danger that might lurk within its depths gnaws at the edges of her heart. She cannot help but feel a strange connection to this place, as if it holds a secret key to the Feywild itself.
Each of the party members suddenly sees the apparition of a dead relative in a cherished memory of theirs inside of the mire.
In the depths of the mire, Tamaris is suddenly overcome with a rush of vivid memories from his childhood. He can feel the comforting weight of his father's arm around his shoulders, and the smell of the freshly baked bread his mother used to make for him before each morning's journey into the Feywild. He remembers the first time he rode the back of a unicorn across the golden fields that shimmer like stained glass in the sunlight.
The dwarf's rugged face softens into one of deep fondness as the ghost of his late wife materializes before him, her smile and laughter as vivid in his mind's eye as it had been during his youth. "Aurora, you've come back to me," he says with a catch in his voice, tears welling up in his weathered eyes. "Thank Morinen. It has been too long."
With eyes shining like two emeralds bathed in moonlight, Miss Weaver's spirit rises above the swirling depths of the mire and sees the apparition of her long-lost feline companion, Mistweaver. She purrs with joy, her heart overflowing with warmth at the sight of the beloved figure from her past. "Mistweaver, dear sister, is that truly you, or am I lost within the mire? My heart wandering without a path?"
Mistweaver recognizes the magic of the place. It exists at a lie point between the Feywild and the Shadowfell, the land of the dead.
As Mistweaver watches her spirit self dissolve into the swirling depths of the mire, she realizes that the apparition was merely a reflection of herself, a manifestation of her own being conjured up from the depths of her own psyche. Her heart feels heavy with a mix of sorrow and confusion, but also a strange sense of clarity that seems to come from the knowledge that her spirit is still a part of her, even if separated by distance and time.
With tears streaming down her face, Lila watches her spirit self dissolve into the swirling mire, her heart heavy with a sense of loss. But even as her grief threatens to overwhelm her, she cannot shake the feeling that her beloved husband's spirit is still out there, somewhere, and that one day they will be reunited. She reaches out her hand, her fingers trembling, and gently brushes her fingertips against the surface of the mire.
As Ilara stands there, in stunned silence, her heart breaking as she watches her spirit self dissolve into the mire before her, she feels a strange surge of warmth and energy flow into her from the swirling depths of the place. Her body begins to tingle, as if tiny tendrils of magic are reaching out to her from the very heart of the mire itself.
Elendil watches his own spirit dissolve, feeling an intense rush of both loss and clarity wash over him. "There has to be a way back," he mutters, his voice tinged with both grief and determination. As the last remnants of his spirit fade away into the mire, leaving behind only a faint glow of ethereal energy that hangs in the air around him, he can't help but wonder if this is truly the end of the life he once knew.
The dragoness's heart clenches at the sight of Elendil's spirit dissolving into the mire, leaving only the faintest glow behind. A sense of helplessness washes over her, the knowledge that she is powerless to stop his soul from slipping away into the very heart of the Feywild itself.
While Larissa finds herself the only one able to resist the magic of the mire, she watches as each of her companions walks towards a pool of water, falling into it and sinking.
With a deep breath, Valerissa closes her eyes, steeling herself against the overwhelming urge to fall into the pool, as her companions do. "Friends, please do not take another step," she cries out, her voice ringing with the echoes of ages past. "This place, the ley point of the Feywild, is a trap. We cannot fall into that water lest our very souls be consumed by the darkness that lurks within its depth."
Valerissa, what does she do? She has very little time to stop any of them before they enter the waters.
In a burst of speed and strength that belies her large size, Valerissa leaps forward, her mighty wings beating the air in a flurry of motion. She reaches out with her enormous hand, the tips of her claws brushing against the backs of those who are already approaching the pool. "No, friends," she cries out in a voice that echoes like thunder. "Turn away."
Her cries falls upon deaf ears as Gromgar and Mistweaver jump into the pool.
With a heart full of anguish and despair, Valerissa watches as her companions plunge into the depths of the pool. She can feel the dark magic of the ley point of the Feywild surging around her, its tendrils of shadowy power seeking to ensnare her and pull her into the mire alongside her friend. With all the strength of her mighty dragon's form, Valerissa lunges forward, her massive body slamming to the ground, her front claws sinking deep into the earth. "No," she roars, the sound of her cry echoing across the entire Feywild. She struggles to hold back the darkness, to keep herself from falling into the waters.
"Each of the party members please make a will, save roll to resist the power of the mire."
As the darkness of the Ley Point surges around him, Tamaris finds his will faltering, his mind slipping towards the edge of madness and despair. He can see the darkness calling to him, its tendrils of shadowy power reaching out to drag him down into the depths of the mire. His hands shake uncontrollably as he claws at the ground, desperate to keep himself from falling into the waters.
With the magic of the ley point surging around her, Ilara feels the weight of her own spirit begin to waver, the temptation to let herself slip away into the darkness overwhelming her. She gasps, the words of an ancient chant bubbling up to her lips as her will begins to crumble beneath the onslaught of shadowy power. "I will not fall, not like this, not to this darkness," she murmurs, her voice echoing with the desperation and resolve of one who is fighting to keep herself from succumbing to the forces of despair and darkness.
Ilara snaps out of the trances and backs away from the water, inches away from what might have been her grave. She sees the bodies of Mistweaver and Gromgar at the bottom of the pool.
With tears streaming down her face, Ilara stares down into the depths of the pool, watching as the lifeless bodies of her companions sink deeper and deeper into the dark waters. She feels a deep sense of loss and guilt wash over her, as if she has somehow failed to protect her friends from the dangers that lay hidden within the heart of the Feywild.
Tamaros, his hands shaking from the effort of holding back the darkness, stares down into the pool at the bodies of his companions. With a heavy heart, he realizes that he may not be able to save them from the fate that has claimed them. Ilindil, Gromgar. I am so sorry, he whispers, his voice breaking with a mix of grief and frustration.
As Elendil's ethereal form sinks deeper and deeper into the dark waters of the pool, he can feel his spirit struggling to resist the temptation to give in to the darkness that swirls around him. But he knows that to do so would mean certain death, and so he fights to keep his will strong, to cling to the memories of his life as a mortal in the face of this terrifying place.
Elara, Elendil, Tamaros managed to resist the magic and feel Velarissa's powerful frame pull them away from the pool.
Guys, no, please not. We've come so far.
Lila's body enters the pool and sinks to the bottom.
As her last shred of hope crumbles away into nothingness, Elara watches, with a mix of anguish and resignation, as Lila's body sinks down into the dark waters of the pool, her beautiful form slowly disappearing from sight.
With a gasp, Tamaros watches as Lila's body sinks down into the depths of the pool, her eyes wide with shock and her mouth agape in disbelief. His own heart feels heavy with a mixture of grief and helplessness, his will crumbling as the darkness of the lie point surges around him once again.
Velarissa, unable to hold back anymore, falls into the water as her companions' bodies float to the surface of the pool, her final thoughts being of sorrow and loss for all the friends who fell victim to this terrible curse.
Velarissa, make a strength saving throw as you grab one of your allies. Who do you grab, Mistweaver, Gromgar, or Lila?
With all the strength her mighty form possesses, Velarissa lunges forward, her front claws sinking deep into the earth as she tries to resist the overwhelming pull of the dark water. But as the magic of the ley point surges around her, she finds her own will beginning to falter. She reaches out her hand towards Tamaros, her heart pounding with a mixture of fear and desperation as she tries to hold on to the one remaining friend she has.
Perrin! Ankenarin! Tamaros is out of the water. Who do you grab in the water?
Velarissa reaches into the pool and grabs Elendil with her dragon claws, the water rushing up the front of her body. Help us, she shouts, her voice echoing with desperation. With all her strength, she pulls him up out of the water, his ethereal form shimmering in the sunlight.
Who do you try and save? Choose either Mistweaver, Gromgar, or Lila.
As she feels Elendil's weight against her claws, Velarissa knows that time is running out. The darkness of the lie point seems to pulse with renewed strength, the pool's surface undulating like the surface of a nightmare sea. She releases Elendil's hand and reaches down into the pool once more, grabbing Gromgar in her other claw with the same desperation.
With a mighty pull, Velarissa hurls the dwarf out of the water. His body lands back on the dirt with a thud, water leaving his lungs as he begins coughing.
With an anguished cry, Velarissa sees Gromgar fall out of the water, his body sputtering with water that spills from his lungs. She reaches back into the pool one last time, feeling with a claw for the last figure to rise. Lila's beautiful form, forever captured in time.
In another moment, Velarissa pulls Lila free of the pool. She also lands back on the dirt, but isn't breathing. Someone will need to perform CPR.
As Lila falls to the ground, her beautiful form, still and lifeless, a wave of grief washes over Velarissa. She watches, powerless to act, as her last friend falls from her grasp. What do you? The dragoness's heart feels like lead as she stares down at her fallen companions, the weight of their loss bearing down upon her with a crushing force.
The dwarf lies there, his massive frame still from coughing up so much water, his chest heaving as he sucks in desperate lungfuls of air. A pained groan escapes his lips as he struggles to sit up, his face a picture of anguish and relief now that he has escaped the clutches of the dark waters. By Moradin's hammer, he murmurs, his voice still shaking with the after effects of the terrifying experience he had just survived.
Tamaros staggers to his feet, his entire body trembling from the overwhelming power of the magic that had gripped him earlier. His silver eyes are wide with shock and disbelief as he looks upon the fallen forms of his companions, his heart heavy with the weight of their loss. He can feel the cold, unyielding stone beneath his feet, his every step echoing through the eerie stillness of the Feywild's dark heart.
Who is going to try and save Lila?
Oi! Pai said. Elendil! Why, come here! Look after our dear Lila, Gromgar says, pointing a shaking finger at the still form of his fallen friend. His voice wavers with concern as he feels the loss of his companions as a heavy weight bearing down upon him.
Of course. Valarissa says with determination, Gromgar, you stay there and catch your breath for a moment. I'll take care of her. Valarissa kneels by Leela's side, gently turning her over onto her back. She places a clawed hand against her friend's chest and starts doing compression. The other claw is placed to Lila's mouth to give her rescue breaths, which are followed by more compressions.
Mistweaver is still missing. Elendil finds his new connection to the Feywild. He is able to leave his body in the same way she did earlier.
As Elendil focuses on Lila and the task at hand, he suddenly feels a surge of warmth and energy flowing into him. With it, he realizes that he can now leave his physical body behind and venture into the depths of the Feywild in much the same way Mistweaver did earlier.
Mistweaver, can you hear me? It's Elendil, he calls out, his voice echoing through the swirling depths of the mire. As the last echoes of his cry fade away into nothingness, he can feel her presence before him, her ethereal form shimmering in the light of the Feywild.
Elendil sees Mistweaver with her beloved sisters. Their forms shimmer in light.
Mistweaver, is that you? Can you hear me? Elendil calls out, his heart pounding in his chest. He can feel the weight of the dark waters pressing down on him as he steps further into the depths of the pool. As he looks down, he can see Mistweaver surrounded by a group of similar ethereal creatures, their shimmering forms bathed in the ethereal light of the Feywild.
With a flick of her tail, Mistweaver turns to face Elendil, a warm smile playing upon her lips. Elendil, I've been waiting for you, she says, her voice echoing through the vastness of the Feywild. Come, join us here. There is so much you have to learn and discover.
Elendil knows that to do that is to invite death in again. He must convince Mistweaver to leave.
Mistweaver, I need your help, Elendil says, his voice urgent. He can feel the temptation of the dark waters pulling at him, and he knows that if he lets go of his physical body now, he will be lost forever. He takes a deep breath, forcing himself to maintain his focus. I need you to come back to us, to help us in the material plane.
Mistweaver's form shimmers for a moment, her eyes filled with a mixture of confusion and sadness. She looks away from Elendil, her tail twitching nervously. I don't understand, Elendil, she says softly. This world, it feels so real to me, so much a part of me. How can I possibly leave it behind? She looks up at Elendil once more, a determined glint in her emerald eyes. But I will, for you, she murmurs. With a swift movement, she leaps through the swirling mire and disappears into the depths of the pool, leaving behind only a faint glow of ethereal energy that slowly fades away.
Elendil watches as Mistweaver disappears into the depths of the pool, her ethereal form shimmering in the light of the Feywild as she leaps through the swirling mire. He can feel a mixture of relief and longing wash over him as she leaves behind the place that had felt so real and so much a part of her. But he knows that their journey is far from over, and that they still have much to face together as a band of friends.
The party once again find themselves on dry land in the mire, all feeling the effects of the magic of the land, but still able to resist its alluring call.
As the cat's ethereal form materializes on solid ground, she rubs against Gromgar's leg, purring contentedly. You made it back, she murmurs, her eyes full of affection and relief. We should be getting going.
With a deep sigh, Tamaris leans against the trunk of an ancient tree, the magic of the mire still swirling around them. He looks out towards the horizon, his silver eyes reflecting the sadness of the events they've just faced. Yes, we should continue on, he says with a voice that holds both exhaustion and determination. We have a long road ahead of us, but together, I believe we can overcome whatever challenges may lay before us.
Elendil takes a deep breath,
his own heart aching with the pain of watching his friend slip away. He gazes out across the vast expanse of the mire, the eerie silence broken only by the distant howl of some unseen creature. "We need to be careful, my friends," he says, his voice barely above a whisper.
Valarissa is still holding Lila as she comes to.
Valarissa's heart feels like lead in her chest as she holds Lila's still body against her own form. She can't bring herself to look at her fallen friend, her gaze instead lingering on the surrounding darkness of the mire. "She's alive," the dragoness murmurs, her voice tinged with relief. "Someone. She just needs air."
Lila takes a ragged gasp, her chest rising and falling with each labored breath she draws into her lungs. She can feel the warmth of Valerius's claws against her back, her body trembling as she struggles to regain consciousness. Her mind feels foggy and she has the vague impression that she is lying on the ground, her vision blurred by the light and the shapes of those standing around her.
Watching as Lila takes her first breaths back, Alara feels an overwhelming sense of relief wash over her. Tears of gratitude roll down her cheeks as she realizes that the price paid for their survival is not so great in the end. She reaches out to place a gentle hand upon the back of her fallen friend, hoping to offer some solace and comfort to her in this time of need.
With a heavy heart, Elendil approaches Lila's still form, his eyes filled with a mixture of sorrow and gratitude. He can feel the weight of all they had lost bearing down upon him, but at the same time, he can also feel a renewed sense of determination rising within him. As he reaches down and gently strokes her hair, his fingers lingering for just a moment as he offers a silent prayer to the gods of the material plane.
Gromgar looks on with a pained expression as he watches his companions try to bring Lila back to consciousness. He can feel a sense of deep frustration and helplessness gnaw at the edges of his soul. With a heavy sigh, he turns away from his fallen friend, his fists clenched tight by his side, as he fights against the urge to let out a roar of anger and despair. Almost to self, "Need more drink before we press on."
I think we should rest for a while. Lila is injured, and I'm exhausted. Her voice wavers with exhaustion and worry as she looks at her companions. Her usually fiery eyes now carry a defeated and grief-stricken look. I don't think any of us can continue on without more rest and recovery.
Lila's eyes flutter open, her face still pale from lack of oxygen and the strain of being underwater. With a raspy voice, she manages to get out a few words. "What happened?" she croaks, her voice barely above a whisper. She looks around, taking in her surroundings and the concern on her companions' faces. "Ah, are we in danger?" Her brow furrows with confusion and worry.
Mistweaver hops up onto Valerissa's shoulder and sniffs Lila's neck. She then purrs softly to herself and nods before leaping off her perch and running to Gromgar. She jumps up onto the dwarf's chest and purrs loudly. The dwarf, with tears in his eyes, returns her purrs, his heavy chest rising and falling with deep sighs.
It is now late in the day. The events of the mire are behind them as they arrive on the outskirts of the Eladrin village. Strange lights can be seen within the structure, and the party is unsure of how to proceed. The Feywild is both a wondrous and dangerous place.
"Let's proceed with caution," I suggest. My eyes scan the strange structure before us, searching for signs of danger or unease. As I gaze up at the wondrous architecture, a tingle of magic pulses at the edge of my fingertips.
His beard bristling with trepidation, Gromgar steps up to the threshold, his gaze sweeping across the shimmering walls before him.
"Waymots, it seems out of this until it is unprepared. I've never been to Eladrin land before, so I can't be sure about this. We should watch our backs."
Lila's gaze, wide and apprehensive, flickers between the ethereal building and her companions, her voice barely above a whisper. "We don't know what could be waiting for us inside."
The dragon's keen eyes scan the village as well, but she can't seem to find anything out of the ordinary. "If anything should threaten our safety, I promise that I shall protect you all," she says with determination and conviction, her claws gleaming faintly in the fading light of day.
The events of the day and the journey weigh heavy on the party. They will need to rest before too long.
"Let us enter cautiously and observe before approaching the strange lights within," I advise, my voice tinged with apprehension and uncertainty as we approach the shimmering threshold of the Eladrin village.
As the party cautiously steps across the threshold into the heart of the Eladrin village, Elendil can't help but marvel at the surreal beauty of their surroundings. The ethereal buildings that surround them shimmer and dance in the soft golden light that seems to come from nowhere and everywhere at the same time.
Valerissa's eyes widen in wonder and awe as she takes in the incredible beauty of the Eladrin village. She can hardly believe that such a place actually exists. It is as if the very essence of the Feywild has been distilled into a single magnificent realm.
Tamarus approaches the glowing lights, a faintly disconcerted expression on his face. His eyes, once filled with a wild, untamed spark of magic, now carry a more measured and thoughtful look, a look that belies a deeper understanding and connection to this land.
As Lila's gaze follows the ethereal light that bathes the village in its glow, her heart beats with a mix of fear and wonder. She cannot help but marvel at the beauty and strangeness of the Eladrin's abode. Is this really our destination?
Mistweaver's ethereal eyes dance with excitement as she explores the strange land with her friends. She jumps and playfully pounces on various objects and beings as she investigates, her purrs and meows carrying on the gentle wind that carries with it the sweet scent of magic.
Mistweaver heads into the outpost and finds it abandoned. Long dead bones lay around the village. They met their end suddenly and violently.
Mistweaver's playful curiosity falters as she catches sight of the gruesome remains that litter the abandoned Eladrin outpost. A low growl escapes from deep within her throat as she approaches the mummified body of what was once a tall, regal Eladrin warrior. What happened here?
His nose wrinkling in disgust, Gromgar grinds his teeth together as he takes in the sight of the long dead bodies strewn across the once vibrant village. Someone or something terrible has come through this place. I don't like it.
My breath hitches at the gruesome sight before us. I feel an icy chill run down my spine as I take in the violent evidence of some dreadful calamity that befell this once beautiful village. The Eladrin warriors, whose remains are scattered about, are clearly no match for the malevolent forces that unleashed such destruction here.
Valerissa's heart tightens as she gazes upon the remnants of what once was a glorious Eladrin village. The sight before her is nothing short of macabre. The remnants of once noble beings now lifeless and decaying in the heart of the Feywild. With an anguished cry, the dragoness slumps her great head, her gaze fixed upon the cold and unyielding ground. What evil has come to this place?
Elendil's heart falls a bit as his connection to the Seelie Court immediately recognizes the forces of Corellon Larathian, the ruler of the Spring Fae. He retained his godhood after the fall of the gods and has taken over much of the Feywild. He is a dangerous figure who has broken the balance of power in the Feywild.
Elendil's connection to the Seelie Court allows him to immediately recognize the evil that has come to this place. Corellon Larathian, the Spring Fae's ruler, is a dangerous figure who has broken the balance of power in the Feywild. He retained his godhood after the fall of the gods, and now seeks to dominate the Feywild for his own dark purposes.
Tamarus's gaze lingers on the skeletal remains before him, his expression somber. He reaches up a slender hand, tracing the outlines of one of the ancient Eladrin warrior's faces with a bony finger. The god's voice, soft and almost mournful, fills the silence. These were once noble beings, protectors of the Feywild. To see them now in such a state is truly tragic.
Lila's heart aches as she beholds the sight of the fallen Eladrin warriors. Their once vibrant bodies now mere husks, empty shells that had been stripped of all life and light. Her voice barely above a whisper, she looks up at Tamarus with a mixture of fear and confusion. Who could have done this? And why? Lila's eyes widen in horror at Elendil's words. Corellon Larathian, the ruler of the Spring Fae himself. She shivers, a chill running down her spine as she imagines the god's dark ambitions and the terrible consequences they could bring to the Feywild. No, it cannot be. But the evidence is clear before us, she murmurs, her voice quivering with fear.
Tamarus's ethereal eyes gleam with a mixture of sorrow and anger as he speaks. His voice, soft yet powerful, fills the silence that has enveloped the village. I know it is a terrible truth to face, but we cannot deny it. Corello Narathian's corruption has spread its roots deep into this land, poisoning all that was once beautiful and pure.
I nod slowly at Tamaris's words, a heavy weight settling in my chest. The thought that the once glorious Spring Fae has fallen prey to such corruption and darkness is a bitter pill to swallow. But I know we must confront the truth if we hope to find a way to restore balance and light to this ravaged land.
Grongar's fists clench and unclench as he looks upon the ruined village. Aye, if Corell and Larithian is to blame, then we can't be turning back now. We've come too far, and suffered too much for it to mean nothing.
Elendil knows he cannot confront Corellon directly. The Seelie Fae cannot oppose the Spring Court. If he is going to fight against Corellon, he must find a way to do it indirectly. He also knows he cannot tell this to his companions, because his deal with the Archfey will not let him.
As Elendil watches the horrified reactions of his companions to the knowledge of Corellon's treachery, he feels a sense of helplessness wash over him. He knows that the Seelie Fae cannot openly oppose the Spring Court. It is a grave offense that goes against the delicate balance of the Feywild. With a sigh, he turns to look at Lila and the others, his voice a barely audible whisper. We cannot directly confront him. I
feel my heart drop into my stomach as Elendil's voice fades away, his words leaving me with more questions than answers. I swallow hard, trying to find the strength to voice my concerns. Elendil, what do you mean? Why can't we confront him? Lila's voice trembles slightly as she speaks, her fear and confusion plain in her expression.
Her brow furrows in concern as she listens to Elendil's words. Her keen eyes scan the area, her dragon senses picking up on the faint whispers of Corellon, Larithian's dark influence. Corellon, Larithian, no building on this. Surely there's still good in him somewhere. Surely there's still a chance to...
Meow! Mistweaver pounces on the air before Elendil, with an air of mischief. Are you suggesting we do nothing? Gromgar scowls, his jaw muscles clenching as he glances over at Elendil. His voice, low and gruff, carries an undercurrent of barely restrained frustration. Mistweaver lands gracefully beside Valarissa. Something...
Elendil feels a dull pain in his head as he spoke, which begins to fade. He knows he cannot discuss this with mortals. He is no longer wholly mortal now. The Archfey called Mistweaver a guardian. Perhaps she could speak to him.
With a heavy heart, Elendil turns to Mistweaver and speaks in hushed tones, hoping that the Archfey would understand his dilemma. I cannot share this secret, Mistweaver. But perhaps you can find a way to help us. We are caught in a dangerous game, and I fear for what may befall this land if we do not act soon. He looks to the others with a pleading expression in his eyes.
Mistweaver's emerald eyes sparkle with an otherworldly intelligence as she considers Elendil's words. She jumps from her spot beside Valarissa, landing gracefully beside the bard with a playful bounce. I understand your burden, Elendil, and I believe you when you say that Corellon Larithian is peril. She reaches out a delicate paw and places it over Elendil's heart. If you need to approach the Spring Fae ruler, I can help you find a way. There must be something we can use against him, some weakness that we have yet to discover. Her tail swishes behind her as she looks to the other companions for their opinion.
I would appreciate your help in this matter, Mistweaver, Elendil replies, his voice filled with gratitude. As a guardian, you may be able to provide us with insights we have not considered.
We can surely find some leverage with the Seelie Court against Corellon Larithian. Mistweaver's eyes gleam with a hint of mischief as she speaks, her tail swishing playfully behind her.
The idea of using an alliance between the Seelie Fae and the Archfey against the Spring Court intrigues him, but he knows it will not be an easy path. Then it is settled, Elendil says, his voice echoing with a note of determination. We shall seek out those who may be able to assist us, and together, we shall find a way to confront the darkness that Corellon Larithian has spread throughout the Feywild.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.